Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. So great to have you here with us on the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Hey, Friday night. Today's Monday, March 11th. Happy Monday, by the way. This is funny. Every day my daughter goes off to school, my nine-year-old daughter goes off to school. Like, every day that ends in Y is your day, hon. Now she repeats it back to me. Every day that ends in Y is my day, Daddy. So my two daughters just happened to visit over the weekend. They came home from college. And they were leaving early this morning to go back. And my nine-year-old says to them, this is just so funny being a parent. My nine-year-old said, hey, Laura, you know what Daddy says about every... Yep, every day that ends in Y is your day. Like, rolling her eyes. I heard it. I heard it my whole childhood. And they got a laugh out of that. But it's funny. Kids, when they're that young, mom and dad are everything, right? You hung the moon! I know when she's a teenager and I keep saying that to her, she's going to roll her eyes, but I'm going to keep planting those seeds just like I keep planting these seeds every day with a podcast, because someday they're going to look back in their 40s and 50s, probably when I'm long gone, and say, you know what? Every day that ends in Y is my day. My dad used to tell me that when I was a kid. So that's why I'm a big seed planter. You should be a seed planter as well. When you're ready to plant your audio seeds all around the world, make sure we have a conversation. Ready? Go to launchmymovement.com. Book that call. All right, so Friday night I was online. I rented a movie, 3 Days of the Condor with Robert Redford, Faye Dunaway. Great movie. It was made in 1975. I love old movies. And I just love, you know, because I grew up in the 70s and 80s, so seeing the old cars, and this one was filmed in New York City. The World Trade Centers were a big, big part of the film. They showed those. It just, you know, that part of... that time period was amazing. So anyway, I can't just watch a movie. Like, I start, my mind races. I'm like, Robert Redford, how old is that guy now? Because he was, well, I'll tell you, he'll be 88 this year. That's how old Robert Redford is. And look, this guy was the top actor, sex symbol in the 70s, in the early 80s. I mean, this guy had it going on, probably even the 60s, because he made... So that's what I want to know. How old was Robert Redford when he made that movie, 3 Days of the Condor? And he was in his late 30s at the time. So this guy had it going on. Faye Dunaway was in like her mid-30s. She's 83, by the way. Did a deep dive on Faye Dunaway as well. She's 83 years old this year. And the whole reason I was looking is like, wow, that was their time. Like, when they were on top of the movie industry, you know? They probably got offers to do the top films. And look, there's a million Robert Redford and Faye Dunaway films. Okay, this was just happened to be the one that I plugged into Friday night. Loved the movie, by the way, if you never see it, 3 Days of the Condor. And it got me thinking. The way my mind works is not, oh, hey, I can just gonna enjoy this movie. It's, hold on, I'm gonna pause it. I want to Google Redford and Dunaway, and I want to just kind of put myself in their shoes in that time when they had the world at their fingertips. And the point of this podcast is your window is closing. Their window was wide open in the 70s, man. Like, they, like I said, they're probably starring in all these different top movies. And now it's closed. 88. I mean, kudos to Redford. He's 88. Dunaway's 83. They've outlived the mortality rate for a citizen here in the United States already. So they're kind of playing with the house's money. But they're not going to be acting. You know, they're not going to be asked to be in any of these films anymore. And maybe they don't want to. Like, they're probably like, hey, I'm cool, man. I just want to retire wherever I'm at right now, enjoy life. And that's great. But my point is, we all think we're going to live forever. You know, and nobody wants to talk about death. I talk about death all the time on this podcast as a motivator for you, for me, to get going. to quit majoring in minor things, to take that shot while your window is still open, to be the next Redford, to be the next Dunaway in whatever space that you want to be in, because it ain't going to be there for a long period of time. Like, you're lucky if it's there right now. You know, one thing you can do? You can start to pry that window open and start making your own space with your own message. I mean, that's the simplest thing to do. You don't got to wait for an invite. Nobody's going to invite you. Say, hey, knock, knock, knock on your door. It's Monday morning, March 11th. Are you ready to go for your dream today? No. You know where that knock comes from? For me, it comes from the Holy Spirit. It's like, hey, Sam, you going to do something today with this gift I gave you? This could be your last day. Like, you don't know the day of the hour, pal. You know, so are you going to do anything today? Or are you going to binge Netflix? Are you just going to hang out? You're just going to do nothing? Get online, scroll, 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 comment, 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 jonesing for the likes of people that you don't even know, you'll never meet, you know, all that currency that doesn't matter? Or are you going to do something with the gift I gave you? Yeah, so now you're thinking, dude, you got all that from a 1970s movie? Yes! Yes, I did. That's why I'm just built different. That's why nobody got me back in the day when I was stuck in a job and it just wasn't it. Hold on a second. You're making 100 grand, dude. You know, you're doing good. 20 college credits, most of them gym and health class, and you're able to land this job and do that. Not satisfied. Never. Never settle. Never satisfied. Have no interest. I want to be at the top of my game. Now, let me just state one fact, okay? I have no interest in going to the top for accolades, for recognition. I don't post on social media very much. You know, if you check out my Instagram, it's mainly family. You can check it out every day of Saturday on Instagram. Mainly family. There's some inspirational posts out there, but I don't do it for the likes. I get hit up 5 times a day every day for, can I come on your podcast? Will you come on my podcast? I can get you 1 million likes on Instagram. I can get you 1 million followers in your Facebook group. I can blow up your LinkedIn. Delete, delete, delete. None of that matters to me. I'm not in it for that. If I was in it for that, I would have done that 20 years ago and just gone after how many followers and likes and this stuff. By the way, none of that matters. People are so fixated on the double tap, the heart that shows up. I made a post. How many people liked it? Oh, check it an hour again. How many people liked it? If you want to make a post, post it because it's your ministry. Like, the people who need to see it are going to see it, you know, and it'll eventually grow organically. It'll grow. If you want more, yeah, you can post more. But I'm all about the surgical approach to getting a message out there, to putting it in places where people who vibe with it are going to resonate with it. And that's what matters. It's the 90-10 rule. 90% of your productivity are going to come from 10% of your efforts. 90% of your revenue are going to come from 10% of your clients. And it's always inverted, man. People spend all their time on the 90% of their time on what gets 10% of the productivity, of the revenue, of the clients. It's completely ass backwards. And people continue to do it. Why? Because everybody else is doing it, you know, and they don't want to be different. Like, they don't want to show up and get criticized. I mean, look, they don't boo nobodies, okay? So if you're not getting booed, then you're a nobody. What's that mean? It means, you matter. Let me just say it for all the Christians that listen, because I've never been more criticized than I ever get from Christians. It's amazing, you know? Jesus loves you. Okay, can we get that out of there? Of course Jesus loves you, all right? Of course you're not a nobody in the eyes of God. That's the whole point of this message. You are somebody. Act like it. Show up like it. Be bold. Put your message out there. You're not out there to offend anybody, but you will. You will, because you're confident. You know you got the Holy Spirit inside of you. You're not tiptoeing through life just to safely arrive at your grave. Of course you're going to offend somebody just by being happy. You're going to offend someone. But that window's closing, you know? How fast did it go from 1975 to 2024? That's almost 50 years ago. 50 years ago. I watched that movie thinking, that was 50 years ago? Oh my gosh. And very soon, you'll be Googling Robert Redford and Faye Dunaway, and it will give the date of their birth and the date of their death. No longer will it say, you know, this is what they're doing, running Sundance Film Festival or anything like that. It's over. That dash between that birth date and that end date is what really matters. There's a great poem online. Google it, called The Dash. It's a really powerful poem that talks about what that dash means on a tombstone. It's everything that you did in between those two dates, the first day you were here and the last day you were here. You want that dash to stand for something. You know what I mean? Like, for something. And when I do have calls with individuals, when I get on Zoom, they tell me all about the big dream. I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's do it. Let's launch it. Paralyzed. The enemy kicked in. That's how quick the enemy, that's how much of a hold the enemy has on you. You know, just your ability, just because you dare to dream, the enemy then wraps his claws in you and says, who do you think you are? No, that's somebody else. You can't do that. You can't build a movement. Your message doesn't matter. Don't you know who you are? And they just go back to default, right back to the job, right back to the day-to-day grind, right back to being average, not taking a stand and sharing their message out there. It's frustrating to see. That's why I'll always have mine out there. And look, my window's going to close just like yours is going to close. But I'm going to take the route of my buddy Bob Proctor. We lost Bob a couple years ago, but I'm going to take his route. And I've shared this on the show 1,000 times, but the reason I keep sharing it is because it's funny. When you have a conversation with somebody, have you ever had a conversation with someone and like one sentence they shared with you changed your life or had a significant impact on the way you thought about things? I was backstage at an event with Bob. We were both speaking at an event. And I asked him, Bob, when are you going to retire? And he looked at me like I said, Bob, why do you have a third chin that's growing out of your forehead? I mean, something so stupid. He looked at me like I was an idiot, and now I know why. He's like, what do you mean retire? What am I going to do when I retire? I'm like, oh boy, this was a bad idea asking him this question. We're both getting ready to go out on stage. I'm like, I really regret asking this question. He goes, what are you talking about? Say, retire from what? Retire from doing something I absolutely love to do, that I'm paid a ridiculous amount of money to do it, that I would do it for free anyway, but I gladly accept the money. What am I going to do when I retire? I'm like, hey, I don't know, Bob. Anyway, woo, how's the weather outside? I realized how stupid of a question that was. I asked him, you know, and right to his last breath. But he was creating videos, speaking on his own stages, doing the thing he loves to do, teaching a lesson, sharing a story, you know, and that's the model that I've embraced, the Bob Proctor model of right to my last breath. You know, I think I've had this question. So what are you going to do like when you hang it up? And I'm like, never hang. Why would I hang it up? Hang up what? Getting on my phone and sharing an inspirational message 4 to 5 times a week for 10 minutes? Like, why would you ever retire from that? Working with individuals who start with a blank canvas, have no clue what their message is, and after we're done working together, having a transformational experience with a $1 million message that they feel confident now that they can go out and share with the world, who would ever want to retire from that? You know what I did want to get away from? A job, a soul-sucking job. That's what I wanted to get away from. But your window's going to close, okay? And I'm sure Redford and Dunaway, I have no idea. It's not like I got them on speed dial on my cell phone. But I'm sure they're still involved in the industry somehow, some way. I think Robert Redford, I read, is involved. He created the Sundance Film Festival. Probably still involved in that, you know? So they're probably still doing things they're really passionate about. But the energy starts to go down just a little bit and your life ends, okay? Don't let it end without you taking your shot, without having that dash mean something in the middle, all right? That's today's message. I hope it found you in a good spot. I hope it rattled your cage a little bit. Like, that's always the goal of this podcast. Rattle the cage. Get you thinking. Shake it up a little bit and go for your dream. All right, let's do it. Say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.